Hi, welcome to Not Another Marketing Podcast, where we're talking to Nikki Hesford about what to do with our Facebook ads right now. Cancel them or keep them running? Before we get started, I want to quickly mention that you can find Nikki on Twitter at Nikki Hesford, on Facebook at Hesford Media, and also on the web at hesfordmedia.co.uk. Can I also quickly mention that Not Another Marketing Podcast is totally ad-free, and I'd love it if you can help support in some way. Maybe just give the podcast a quick shout-out on social media, tell people about it, or subscribe via your podcast app. If you can afford it, I'd love a little donation to buy me a coffee, help keep the lights on. Takes a lot of time and effort to put some of these podcasts together, and it would be much appreciated. You can find all the links and how to support the podcast at jtid.co.uk/support. Right, let's get on with this. The first thing I asked Nikki was how she was getting on working at home right now.
Yeah, it's challenging. I'm desperate to get back to an office. I actually just did a survey of business people. One of the questions was about working from home, and the options were, you know, I used to work at home. Will you continue to do so? I used to work at home, and now I don't ever want to work at home again, et cetera, et cetera. And the vast majority of people have kind of come back and said, I used to work at home occasionally, but God, I don't want to work at home once this is over. I want to get back to an office. And I feel very much the same. I think I need human interaction and routine as well. You know, you have your routine, don't you, when you go to the office, and you kind of you know, you create your lunch, and you know what you're gonna have for your dinner that day, and you know, you leave the house at a certain time, and when all that goes, you just lose all form of routine. So yeah, it doesn't work for me, but maybe it works better for other people.
Yeah, I'm hearing that myself quite a bit, to be honest with you. It's quite funny, really, because if you work in an office, you're saying, oh, I'd love to work at home, and then you start working for home and you think, oh man, let me back at the office.
Yeah, no, I mean, there are some nice aspects of it, though, because when I do some solid work, I'm not interrupted, whereas in the office, I've got my staff there. So I never get more than 20 minutes before someone asks me to check something, or do you want a coffee, or oh, have you heard this on the news today? Or so I do get that uninterrupted kind of flows of work that I never got before. So I think I probably will, maybe in the future, when I've got big pieces of work, take myself off home so that I don't get interrupted. I have seen the benefit of that.
Right, let's talk about Facebook ads. So right now, we might be shut. We might be in a situation where nobody actually wants what we do right now. So should we stop running our Facebook ads? Should we try and save a few pounds and just put a halt to all that Facebook advertising?
Obviously, if your business is in a situation where you're in survival mode and you don't even know if you're going to be able to continue in a couple of months' time, then, you know, it would be irresponsible to say, no, carry on with your same marketing budget, you know, up it, carry it on, you know, et cetera. Of course, that wouldn't be a sensible thing to do. But anybody who can still afford something, and you do think you're going to come out of this, what we don't want is businesses to come out, say they lift it all on the 1st of June or the 1st of July or whenever it might be. All of a sudden, you know, you're going to have an empty order book, and you know, everyone's then going to be rushing to try and fill it. It would be better, you know, if you're still at the forefront of everyone's mind. And one thing to point out as well is that Facebook ads are so cheap at the moment. Like, I have not seen them this cheap since 2008, 2009. So yeah, it's incredible. At the moment, what would have cost you £1,000 6 months ago will cost you £100 now. It's literally your £100 is worth £1,000 of what used to be Facebook advertising.
Is that just because there's fewer people advertising?
Yeah, Facebook, most of their obviously buyers are huge, massive companies, global companies, you know, like your big gym chains or your big e-commerce fashion companies or your Primarks of the world, and you know, those huge companies. And a lot of them have either pulled out completely or reduced their advertising budgets by, you know, 90%. So Facebook now has excess inventory. So like anything, supply and demand, there's not as much demand, but there's too much supply. So the price is completely tanked.
What are you finding from a lot of your clients? Are they just pulling back slightly, or are they stopping completely?
The ones who are in the sort of retail and hospitality sector, they had previously stopped completely because they just didn't know what to, but they've continued their organic Facebook postings and that sort of thing. But in terms of paid advertising, they'd stopped that. But they are now saying, right, we want to start ramping. We think we're going to be going back in 3, 4, 5 weeks' time. So we want to start dripping that out there now and starting to, you know, saying, you know, making sure that everyone remembers us and making sure that we're at the forefront of everyone's mind. We do have some e-commerce businesses as well who have obviously never had a higher level of demand than what they have at the moment.
So can we capture interest as well? This is one thing I was thinking about the other day, about the retargeting aspect of Facebook. It might be the fact that nobody's interested in what I'm doing right now, but in 2 months' time, 3 months' time, they might be interested. So can we start capturing interest and then retargeting people in a few months' time based on what they've been searching for on Facebook and looking at?
Absolutely. And now is a really good time to use content to get that traffic onto your website. So using like a blog funnel type thing, whilst you've got the time to do so. So, you know, you're not selling anything in your blog. You might be telling somebody, you know, about home care, facial systems, or, you know, why micro rollers are a really great thing for when you're at home, and you're not going to sell any of them. But when we come out the other side of this, you might have 5,000 people who looked at that, who then you can retarget that page with, you know, come in and have a derma roller, you know, facial at our salon or whatever it might be. Obviously, to do that, make sure that your pixel is installed on the website and create. So the way that we do it is that we would write a blog post about a certain subject, post it organically, maybe then run what we call a PP campaign. So that's sort of like an engagement campaign, people to look at it, read it, comment on it, and then we can lift that post later on into an actual traffic campaign to get traffic into the website. So it's sort of different stages of the funnel, and then later retarget anybody who looked at that page and read it. And you can do that for all sorts of things. So for example, one of our clients is outdoor ovens. So we might do one on how to make the perfect pizza base, which would use, I don't know, what type of flour, or how to, is vegan cheese any good on pizzas? You know, the people who read that are people who are potentially interested. So that's when we would then retarget them.
And what sort of ads should we be creating right now? So if we're going to continue running a few ads on Facebook, what type of message do you think we should be putting out?
Obviously, no hard sell. So anything that sort of informs, advises. We're doing a lot of stuff that entertains. So now is a great time to start building your page and building your audience. So engagement campaigns to get people. So as people then like your posts, you invite them to like your page. So some of our pages are growing at a really, really fast speed at the moment, because everybody's on, you know, if you used to spend an hour a day on Facebook, you know, you might be spending 4 hours a day on Facebook at the moment, or Instagram or TikTok or whatever it might be. So it's that engagement, getting a highly engaged audience of people, because the way that Facebook works, anything that you engage with, Facebook kind of takes that as an indication that you're interested in that particular business or person. So you then start to see more from that company. You've probably seen it yourself with your friends. There's a thing that went around a while ago. Facebook only shows you 25 friends. No, it doesn't. It shows you the people who you engage with the most, the people you talk to on Messenger, the people you tag in posts, the people who you like their stuff and they like your stuff. Facebook has an algorithm for figuring out who is, you know, the people you're interested in. And the same applies to business pages. You might see more from certain business pages than others, and it's because you've liked their posts, you've watched their videos. Facebook's got a view that you like what they put out, so therefore, you know, show more of it. I get loads of stuff about holidays because Facebook obviously knows that I take more interest in those sorts of posts. So as a business, if people, whilst they're in lockdown, are liking your posts, sharing your posts, commenting on your posts, getting into discussions with people on posts, when we do come out of this, they're going to see more of your commercial posts and your promotional posts as well.
So can we retarget those people as well?
You can, yeah. You can use a custom audience on Facebook. So there's retargeting your website, which is one way of retargeting, but you can also retarget activity on a Facebook page. So you can say, hey, Facebook, please can you show this ad to everybody who engaged with one of my Facebook or Instagram posts in the last 30 days or 90 days or 365 days. And you might not know that those people, if you put a video on your Facebook page, and it might get, you know, 1,000 video watches, but you have no idea who those people are because they've not left a like or a comment, but Facebook knows who they are. So Facebook can retarget those people.
I think it's really interesting, the retargeting side of it, particularly because I think if exactly what you say, if you can make yourself useful to people at the moment, and then when we come out of this at the end, look at trying to put yourself in front of their face, I think that's brilliant. And we can do this on your website as well as ads. Can we run separate campaigns for that within Facebook?
Absolutely. You can run as many campaigns as you want. We have some people who come to us for help and they don't have a website, so the retargeting of their website is off the menu for them. But they can still retarget, and you don't have to do these as a single campaign. They can be separate. So say you've got a Facebook page, which doesn't do so well, but your Instagram does really well. What you could do is retarget all of your activity on Instagram, but on Facebook. So you're almost kind of migrating that across a little bit and getting those kind of bought in audience people on Instagram over to Facebook. Something else that you can do, which is really powerful, is lookalike audiences. So I can say to Facebook, look at all of the people who've been actively engaged on my Instagram page over the last month and create a lookalike audience of people who closely match that profile identity. And Facebook will look through all those people and then look through all the people in the country and try and find people who behavior and interests and demographics closely match those people. And that's what's called a lookalike audience. And that's a cold audience, but ones that Facebook data thinks would also be interested in your products because they are very similar to the people who already are.
Brilliant. So the message, I think, right now at the moment is to try and be useful, try and entertain and engage with your audience as much as you can. And then remember that you can actually retarget that audience.
Definitely. Yeah. So putting videos out there as well. So you can retarget on Facebook video views. So if you put a video out there that's, say, 1 minute long, you can retarget people who watched 50% of it, 75% of it, 20% of it. So you might do a video, a how-to video on something, and you might go, okay, anybody who sat there for at least 30 seconds, so 50% of that video, has more than a passing interest in this. So I'm going to retarget everybody who watched more than 50% of this video.
Brilliant. Fantastic. Thanks, Nikki. Where can we find you? Facebook, presumably.
Yeah, so Hesford Media, we are on Facebook. Nikki Hesford, I'm on LinkedIn, Twitter. So yeah, we're on all. We're just starting to step into TikTok as well, which is really exciting. The lockdown has been really useful for that because we just never had time to really sit and understand it. So we dipped in it and dipped out of it. But now being stuck in lockdown and spending hours like watching over videos on TikTok, that has emerged as a whole new opportunity barely being touched by most people and most businesses. So if anybody wants to talk to me about that as well, that's really interesting.
Yeah, we'll have to do a podcast on TikTok at some point because it's something which I've not looked at all yet. So yeah, that sounds really interesting. Brilliant. Nikki, thanks for your time. Really appreciate it.
Take care.
Thanks for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode of Not Another Marketing Podcast, then please help keep it ad-free. You can share the podcast on social media. That'd be a really great help. Or if you can buy me a coffee, make a small donation just to help keep the lights on, that would be much appreciated. It'll help keep it ad-free as well, because I can't stand all those really long, awful ads that just seem to go on forever and ever. You can find out exactly how to support the podcast at jtid.co.uk/support. Thanks for listening.